Well, Rory, the first defeat of the season for Derry City at home in the Ryan McBride Brandywell. Are you disappointed with the nature of the way you've lost the game tonight?
I'm disappointed because we had complete dominance of the first half and probably should have been more in front. And then second half, they were hungrier. They landed on more second balls than us. They pinned us back and we struggled to claw our way back into the game. And so first half really good, second half was poor.
Saying that, you were very dominant. Are you disappointed that you only were done 1-0 because there was chances there to go maybe 2 and even 3, Rory? So,
aye, we were disappointed, but that's what happens if you don't capitalise when you're dominant in the game, then you get punished, and that's what happened to us tonight.
And you were saying all week in the lead up to this game that Shells do have that counter attacking ability and stuff, and not to take them lightly, and they've turned us over tonight, but it's how you bounce back from this.
Aye, it is. It's our first defeat in a long time. We have to take it on the chin and move on. And thankfully, we've got a game now on Monday to try and put it right.
Well, it's 6 calendar months since your last defeat. You know, you tasted defeat. But the players don't really need picked up after the run they're on. And as you said, there was no real roaring and shouting on there at the end of the game. You calmly told them what it was about.
There was no roaring and shouting. Players were well aware of where we went wrong, and we couldn't claw it back. But the players have shown fantastic application and drive and will they win. So we just need that to continue. We need to get back on the horse again and continue on.
And unfortunately, that late goal never arrived tonight that Derry are renowned for doing this season, and although chances were created, it just didn't materialise.
Aye, it didn't. We had a few chances second half, a couple of really good ones. Their keeper makes an unbelievable save, the lad makes a brilliant tackle on Will Patching, but McJanet's had a goal disallowed. But when we're good, we get praise, and we were good in the first half, and when we're poor, we have to hold our hands up, and we weren't great in the second half at all, and that happens in football, but it's how we react now.
Well, it's only a couple of days until we play Drogheda away on Monday night. Is this a good tonic, Rory, for the team to get back out straight away and try and wipe this out of our system and go again?
We have to recover well and prepare as best we can now to go to Drogheda on Monday.
And any word there on Shane McElhinney hobbling off at the end?
No, he's getting assessed in there at the minute, so we'll see how he goes.